If two of the hairs which are on a nega turn white, as long as they turn white after the nega developed, the nega will be considered sara'as. But if the hairs turned white before the nega was there, then it is not a feature that would make the nega into tzara'as. The Mishnah talks about a case of sa'ar pekuda, which literally means hair which was deposited and left there. And the Mishnah will define what exactly the scenario is in a moment. Akave Mahalel rules that in such a case, it would be a feature that would rule the nega to be tzara'as. The person would be tome, therefore. He would be impure as a metzora. V'chachom metaharin. However, the chachomim say that in such a case, the nega is pure and it is not considered to be tzara'as. Asks the Mishnah, Ezus arpekuda, what exactly is this scenario of white hair that was deposited there? Mishoy sabiba heres uvoser olavon. Somebody had a nega, and inside of that nega, there were two white hairs that developed there, so that there exists a feature that would make it fit to be ruled as tzara'as if it were to be taken to a kohen to be examined. Meanwhile, holcho habaheres, if the actual nega disappeared, v'henicho leser olavon bimkoimoy, and left the white hairs remaining in that same place on the body. The white hair was, so to speak, deposited and left there in that place. And later on, the chazra, the nega itself, returned to that area of the body. So in relation to the nega that returned later on, the white hairs grew before that nega existed. And therefore, the white hairs shouldn't really be considered a feature that would consider that nega to be tzara'as. However, nevertheless, in such a case, Akave Mahalal rules that it would be tome and it would be considered tzara'as. Either the reason of Akadim Mahalalel is because we view the nega that returned as being the same nega as was there originally. Apparently it didn't really heal fully because it returned very shortly afterwards. So with regards to the extended nega, the nega overall was there before the white hair developed, before two of the hairs turned white. Alternatively, even if it's considered to be a different nega, the reason why the white hairs must grow after the nega is only so that it's considered to be that the nega is what turned it white. And it's not white for a different reason. So therefore, even if it's a different nega that turned it white, at the end of the day, it was turned white by a nega, and that is sufficient for it to be a sign of the nega being tzara'as. However, the Chachomim argue against Akav Mahalalel, and they rule that the nega would be pure, since at the end of the day, with regards to this particular nega that is in front of us right now, the two white hairs preceded and they came before the actual nega. On Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Meidani bozeshu tohar. I agree with the Chachomim in this case that the nega would be pure. However, I do hold that there is a case of a sa'ar pekuda, hair that is left there without the actual nega to full extent, and in that case, he agrees with the Kavim Mahalalel that it would be tomei. Ezo sa'ar pekuda. But what is that case according to Rabbi Akiva? If somebody has a nega on his body and it's the minimum size, it's at least the size of a bean, and two of the hairs become white inside of that nega, and then a part of the nega, the amount that takes up the size of half a bean, that disappeared. So overall, the remaining part of the nega is too small for it to be considered tzara'as. It's only the size of half of a bean. And the two white hairs remain inside of the nega. The part of the nega that remains is the area where the two white hairs are growing out of. And then v'chozar, the other part of the nega later on redeveloped in that area of the body. So that now it is the minimum size for it to be considered tzara'as. In this case, we do consider it to all be the same nega. It's not as if the nega disappeared and then a new nega came along later on. It's just that in the middle, the nega became too small for it to be considered tzara'as. In this case, we would consider that since it's all one nega, and the nega never stopped being there, so the nega came before the two white hairs. And therefore, it would be considered tzara'as. However, Omuloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Akiva, Keshem shebitlo es divrei Akavya, in the same way as the Chachomim nullified and did not agree with the words of Akavya ben Mahalalel, in the first case of the Mishnah, after Vorecha Inon Kuyomin, so too your words are not considered to be valid. And the Chachom argue even in this case. And the reason for this is because as long as the nega is smaller than the minimum size, it's not even considered to be a nega. And we've seen a couple of examples of this already in the past few Mishnayos. that if a nega is smaller than the minimum size, we don't even consider it to be a nega at all. And therefore, according to the Chachomim, this would be like any regular case where the two white hairs were there before the nega grew. Mishnah Daled, like the first mission of this perek, this chapter, ruled kol sefek nogoyim batechila tohar. Any case of a doubt whether something is tzara'as or not, at the beginning, meaning before somebody is known to have tzara'as, so we rule leniently and the person will be considered pure. But this is only as long as he hasn't been declared to be tomei, or the tzara'as hasn't been declared to be tzara'as, which would be a reason why the person will be impure. The person, or the clothes, or the house, on the other hand, mishenizkak latuma. Once the person has become tomei and the tzara'as has been ruled as tzara'as, then sefeko tomei, a case of a doubt, would be ruled as being tomei. Ask the Mishnah Ketzad, how so? What is the elaboration and explanation of this rule? Shnaim shebo eitzel koyein, if two people come to a koyein in order for their nega to be examined, boze baharis kagris, boze kasela, one of the people has a nega that is the size of a bean, the minimum size for it to be able to be considered a nega, uvozeh kasela, and the other person has a much larger nega that is the size of a coin, a sela coin. But there is no other feature like white hairs or a healthy patch of skin that would make the nega into tzara'as. So the kohen would tell these people to be by themselves for a week and return for a second examination at the end of the week. Besoif shavua, at the end of that week, they return to the kohen, and bozeh kasela, bozeh kasela, both of the negoim are now the size of a sela. And it's unknown which of the negoim spread. Because the person whose nega was the size of a bean originally, that nega has spread. That would be a feature that would rule the nega as being tomei, as being tzara'as. Whereas the person whose nega was originally that size, the nega hasn't changed size at all, in which case he would be told to be by himself for an additional week and return for another examination at the end of the second week. But over here it's unknown which of the two negoim were the one that should be considered tzara'as. Bein be'ish echod, bein be'shnei anoshim, whether this is one person, even in a case where it's one person who has two different negoim, and we're unsure which one is considered to be tzara'as, or if it's two negoim on two different people, in both cases, tohar, both of the negoim would be ruled pure and not considered tzara'as out of doubt. Even with regards to one person, and he's definitely tomei, because one of his negoim is considered tzara'as. In which case, we can't use the regular concept of chazoka that states that if somebody has a particular halachic status, we assume that that status remains until we know otherwise, for sure. And in general, if somebody has a doubt as to whether he has tzara'as or not, we use the concept of chazoka that he has a status of being pure. So until we know for sure that he has become tomei with a nega, with tzara'as, we take on the option that he has not become tomei, that it's not considered to be tzara'as. However, in this case, the same person has two negoim, and one of them is definitely tzara'as. Even in this case, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, the person would not be tomei at all. And this is because the Pasuk says, we learn out of a Pasuk, that only if a nega is ruled definitely tomei, and we can point at that nega and know that it is tzara'as, only then is it ruled as tzara'as, but if not, then it cannot be ruled as tzara'as, and therefore even if both of the negoim are on one person, the person would remain pure. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says, Be'ish echad tomei. If the two negoim under discussion are both on the same person, then he would be tomei, because there's no option that the person is not tomei, because one of the negoim should definitely be tzara'as. Or v'shnei anoshim, it's only if the two negoim are on two different people, in which case each person himself has a doubt as to whether he has become tomei, whether it's tzara'as, and in that case, tohar, the people would remain pure, and we would assume that there is no tzara'as over there. Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Nizkak Latuma, once a person has already become tomei, once a nega has been ruled as tzara'as, if later on a doubt arises with regards to that case, feiko tomei, the doubt would be ruled as stringently, the person would be ruled to be impure, it would be considered tzara'as. Because the entire rule that a doubtful nega is not considered to be a nega is only in a case where somebody until now is pure. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, what is an example? Shtayim shebo itzel koyein, if two people come to a koyein for their nega to be examined, bozek baheres kagris, and one of the people has a nega that is the size of a bean, the minimum size, uvozek kasela, and the other person has a nega that is much larger, it's the size of a sela coin. and then they return at the end of the week for another examination. B'sof Shavua, at the end of that week, Bozeh Kaseh La'Oid, Bozeh Kaseh La'Oid. Both of their Negoim are now larger than the size of a Sela. In this case, even if we're not sure whose Nega was originally the size of a Sela coin, whose was the size of a bean, that doesn't matter, because both of the Negoim are now larger than even the larger Nega had been originally, in which case both of the Negoim certainly spread, and they would both be considered Tomei Shneim Tomeim. Both of them would be Tomei, and this is not yet an elaboration of the rule of the Mishnah. This is a obvious law, because it's a regular case where a Nega expanded in size. But the scenario continues. Afal pi shechozu leis kasela vekasela. What happens if, after that, both of the Negoim return to be the size of a Sela? They become smaller, and they are both now the size of a Sela coin. With regards to the Nega that all along was the size of a Sela coin, once it returns to being that size, the expansion in the size of the Nega has now disappeared. The feature that makes that Nega Tomei has disappeared, and therefore that Nega shouldn't really be considered Tsaras. However, in this case, we're unsure which Nega that was, and with regards to the Nega that originally was only the size of a bean, so even when it becomes smaller than the original expansion in size, it's still larger than it was at the beginning. So that would certainly be Tomei. But in this case, according to the regular rules of the features of a Nega, one of the Negoim should be Tsaras, and the other one shouldn't be Tsaras, but we're unsure which is which. Since both of the Negoim were already ruled as being Tsaras, Shneim Tomeim, both of them would be ruled as Tomei out of doubt, Ad Sheyachzru Leis Kagaris, until they both become only the size of a bean, in which case both of the Negoim would certainly be Tahar. Then we are sure that the expansion of the size of the Nega has disappeared. The Mishnah concludes, Zeu Sha'omru, this is the explanation of the rule that the Mishnah stated, Mishnah Nizkak Latuma, once the Nega has been ruled as being Tomei, once the person is considered to be a Metzora, somebody who has Tsara'as, Sefeiko Tomei, a doubt which arises with regards to that Nega would be ruled stringently and the person would be considered Tomei, it would be considered Tsara'as. After discussing the details of the feature of two white hairs that grow inside of a Nega, and under which circumstances that would declare the Nega to be Tsara'as, and briefly also having discussed the feature of Pisyon, when the Nega expands in size, and under which scenarios that would consider the Nega to be Tsara'as, the majority of this perek, the sixth chapter of the Masechta, is the third and final feature that would consider a Nega on a person's skin to be Tomei, namely when there is a patch of healthy skin in the middle of that Nega. And the perek, the chapter begins with a law that applies to all Negoim that are on a person's body, but the reason and the source for this law is based on the feature of a patch of healthy skin which is in a Nega. We've already learnt that in order for a patch of healthy skin to define the Nega as Tsaras, it must be surrounded on all sides by the Nega. It needs to be right in the middle of the Nega and not on the side. It is learnt from Pesukim that the size of the patch of healthy skin, just like with regards to the white hairs, there needs to be two of them, so too the patch of healthy skin needs to be the area of 2x2 hairs. That includes the area of the skin around and in between the hairs, but an area of 2x2 hairs is the size of the healthy patch of skin in the middle of the Nega. And if that needs to be surrounded on all sides, that means that there must be a space of 2 hairs of the Nega surrounding the patch of healthy skin on all 4 sides. It emerges that the size that the Nega would need to be is 6 hairs by 6 hairs. So right in the middle of that, you've got 2x2 hairs, the healthy patch of skin, and on all the sides around that, there would be 2 hairs. Although the source and the reason possibly even for the size of this Nega is based on when there is a feature of the healthy patch of skin, we learn from here a general minimum size for every Nega that is on a person's skin that it needs to be at least that size, 6x6 hairs. Gufo shel Baheres, the body, the size of a Nega, Baheres is the example that the Mishnah always uses, even though this is only one of the 4 shades of white that a Nega could be. Baheres is the brightest of the white shades of a Nega, but all the same would apply to all Negoim, but this is the example the Mishnah uses. Kigris HaKilki Merubah, it must be the size of a bean that comes from a land called Kilikia. This is a relatively large type of bean, meruba, when the bean is square. Now, the actual bean is not exactly square, it's more rounded, but for the sake of the minimum size, it's the same size roughly, but as if it was exactly square, and this is equivalent to two hairs by two hairs. Now, how large is this? Makom Agris, the area that bean would take up, is Teisha Adoshois, nine lentils. And Makom Adosha, the area that a lentil takes up, is Arba Sa'orais, four hairs. Two by two hairs, that's four hairs. And if we're going to end up with a larger square with this patch of healthy skin in the middle, and it's surrounded on all sides, that means that it's essentially a large square of nine sections. One in the middle, which would be representing the patch of healthy skin, and all around it, eight other sections, each having four hairs, two by two hairs. Nimtzu, it emerges that Shloshim v'sheish sa'orais, a nega must take up an area of the skin that has 36 hairs inside of it, six by six hairs altogether. And that is the minimum size that a nega needs to be in order to be considered Sara'as.